This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. Good day, I hope you're having a good day, and if you're not, it's going to change.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's going to change, because you know what? Everything has an end. I have to remind myself of that. Everything has an end. Only Jesus doesn't end. He's forever. He's for you. He's for you. He's in you. He's to you. And he's through you. He doesn't change. And he loves you. And you snapped on the radio today to hear that it's got to end. Everything has an end. I remember many years ago when I was going through something, and it was so long. And someone said to me, everything has an end. I didn't believe her. It was Sister Rita Drinkwater. I didn't believe her because I had been so long in this experience. But you know what? She was right. Everything has an end. So right now, we give whatever you're going through to the Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, that you have a purpose for these people, that you love these people, that this too will pass in Jesus' name. And you know what? You'll be able to be compassionate to people who have the same experience. That's my life. Compassion to people who have the same experience. Compassion means to suffer with. And you know, when people pour out their hearts, I take a drop of it so that I know how to pray. I do not want to take a turkey dinner. That's too much. Just a drop of what they're going through so I know how to pray. And that's simple as that. And you know what they call the priesthood, baptismal priesthood, an ordained priesthood. Sometimes I can go into a room going very wonderful, and all of a sudden my heart hurts. And the Lord's saying to me, there's someone in the room that can't give themselves to me. You give me them. And that's what the priest does. You have a priest through baptism. Maybe you're sensitive, and your sensitivity has drawn you away from God because it was too hurtful. It's time today to ask the Lord for his peace, that his sensitivity would work in us, and that we would be able to touch people because we feel a drop of what they're going through. That's real. That's real, that we feel a drop. We don't have to have a turkey dinner, but a drop, and we know how to pray. I remember being with a woman who had demons, and she needed to know that the Lord could change her life. She needed to know that. She didn't believe it when I told her. But as we prayed, something happened. It broke. It broke. And she was ready to ask the Lord into her heart. So today you might be going through something that you don't like. It's painful. Turn it over. Do the best that you can. God will use you to touch other people. That's real. That's for today. In Jesus' name. We're doing Ephesians. Let's look at it. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. You know what I say? It's like a plumber. He or she comes into the house with all her tools, with all his tools, to be able to fix something. We have a toolbox that's spiritual. And that toolbox has many, many tools in it. And it's not one tool fits all. It's different tools to touch different people that are going through different things. And we need to use those tools. And I'm going to tell you something. As you use those tools, you start to experience something that the other person is experiencing so that you can help them. Yes. You see, you're not the Savior, neither am I. But God lets us know how to pray and what to pray for by giving us a drop of what people are going through. You say, Jesus took it all. That's right. He did take it all. But you know what? I don't pray from my head. I pray from my heart. And it's time that we learn. Sensitive people experience different things. And sometimes they think they're going crazy. Sensitive people are people that God wants to use powerfully. Not that their sensitivity would break them, but that their sensitivity would help them to touch other people. You see, when people come to me and pour out their hearts, I never can say, I don't understand what you're going through. Because I do, even if I know a drop of what they're going through. Your sensitivity has been given to you by God, and you are to use it to bless people. You are to use it. Don't have a turkey dinner with it, but to taste a drop of what people are going through. And that's the way it is. That's why God uses people that are sensitive.
We all want to be sensitive to the Spirit. When we minister to people, we're ministering to their spirit first. We're spirit, soul, and body. So we're spirit to spirit, releasing the love of God through the heart, not the mind, through the heart, not the words. And we can pick up what's going on by the Spirit of God. And by the Spirit of God, He will let us know what to release. He will let us know how to love. He will let us know just with an infused knowledge of what that person needs. But it begins with being sensitive to the Holy Spirit and being intimate with the Lord, because we can only release what we have within us. And God wants to first fill us with His love. And He wants it to be so your cup is so overflowed that it's spilling out upon everyone you come across. God doesn't need you to empty your cup upon anyone so you're running on empty. God wants you to be in flow with God, a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, so that God can share His secrets with you, and He can share His techniques of how He wants to use you to touch people. Before we can be sensitive to people, we first need to become sensitive and intimate with God. Beloved, this is what Peter said. Do not think it is strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though something strange has happened to you. But rejoice that you share in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed at the revelation of His glory. If we're in a season where our heart is heavy, or we feel suffering, or we don't feel something's going to end, what we're feeling is the weight of our human misery. We're feeling the weight of our humanity and our brokenness. But God is taking you through a trial. God is using people and situations and circumstances so that will be broken off of you, so that you'll have to give it to God, so that everything that you're going through, God is using to conform you into the image of Jesus and to set you free. So everything that happens to you, if you're in God, is an act of love. It's an act of love. And you know, sometimes you got to go in the valley so the Lord can lift you to the mountaintop. Our ways are not God's ways. We don't see things as God sees things. So just know today that whatever you're going through, it's not going to be forever. It's going to break. And God is just setting you up for a new realm of freedom, a new dimension of His glory, a new sharing in Christ, in Jesus Christ. You know, it says, Do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. In life, a lot of times we go from trial to trial to trial to trial. Jesus never says you won't go through the fire, but he promises that he'll walk through the fire with you. But that fire is a purifying fire. That Jesus is holding your hand and taking you through life. Jesus is holding your hand and taking you through the fire. But what is that fire doing? It is a purifying fire from heaven, and it's burning out. It's burning out everything that you can't take to heaven with you. What does God want to burn out? Everything that can't come to heaven with you. That's fear, anxiety, that's self-love. You know, sin has to do with love of self. The ability to suffer has to do with love of God, because we're just sharing. Sometimes Jesus, as a gift, he lets us share in his glory, but then there's times he lets us share in his sufferings. And not only does it comfort the heart of Jesus, but it conforms us into the image of God's Son.
And that suffering needs to be given back to the Lord so that you know how to pray. That's the simple thing. You suffer because you're sensitive. God wants to use your sensitivity and your suffering to bless people, because you know how it is. And that's the way it is. People will be drawn to you that will not be drawn to other people, because you know how it is to experience pain. And you would be able to pray with them and pray in such a way that will lift them up. That's simple. You see, the apostles, when they went out to preach the gospel, they didn't only go out to preach the gospel. You see, when you preach, before you preach the gospel, you got to give yourself to the people that are listening, to the people that are hearing. It's not only words. It's, I'm surrendered to the Lord. I give myself to Jesus now, and I'm going to preach the gospel that will lead them to life eternal. But I know what people are going through because I have tasted it, and I am tasting it. What's the lie of the devil? I'm going to tell you the lie of the devil. The lie of the devil is this is never going to change, never going to pass. The devil is a liar. He's been a liar from the beginning. He's going to be a liar until the end. Don't believe him. Simple as that. Don't believe him. Use what you're going through for the glory of God. But it's going to pass. It's going to pass. Everything's going to pass. You know why? In all these things, the scripture says, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who has loved us. For I am sure that neither angels nor devils, the past or the future, health or sickness, or any other creature is able to put me down. Through Christ Jesus, I've got victory. You've got victory. And you say the victory doesn't feel like victory. Well, you've got victory anyway. It's going to pass. It's going to pass. It's going to pass. And when it passes, or even before it passes, use it to bring blessing to other people. Use what you experience. If you're a compassionate person, you experience hurt and compassion. It's not going to destroy you, but you taste it, so that you can use it for people that need to be able to be compassionate to. This is the way it is. And you know, a lot of people run away from this. I know people that do not want to taste a drop of other people's suffering. And you know what? Nobody goes to them. Nobody goes to them. You know why? Because they don't want it. They don't want to taste and see what these people are going through. And so they're sent. And very many times they're told in the hospital that the woman who cleans the room, that the patient pours out his soul to the woman who cleans the room at the evening. Why this woman? Because this woman knows what this patient is going through. This is real. This is real. How do you know? Your no one knows. I know who to share my brokenness with. I know who not to share it with, because they don't want to hear it. But God will use you in your compassion, in your ability to taste what people are going through. God will use you, and that's the way it is.
The Bible, it tells us, God comforts us in our troubles so we can comfort others. Corinthians, when they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort that God has given us. For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. So God allows us to suffer so he can be our comforter. God's allowing you to go through what you're going through so you can turn completely to God, not the world, not other people, not substances, not TV, so that you can turn completely to God and allow God to be your comforter. And then once God puts that comfort in you, it's now in you. So that when people come to you, you can only release what you have been given. And God gives us everything. So God has deposited a realm of heaven, a realm of comfort within you that now you can just release upon other people. And it's not about the words you say. It's supernatural. It's a spiritual exchange. A lot of times you don't even need to say anything. You can just be there for them. Listen. Just give them a hug. Just tell them you understand. You see, it will be Jesus operating through you. So no matter what you do, they'll see and they'll feel Jesus within you. Jesus calls us to not count the cost. We suffer when we begin to count the costs of things. Like, how is this going to make me feel? What is this going to cost me? Where Jesus just did the Father's will. And Jesus just trusted God and moved with the Spirit. If Jesus brings someone in my path, we're going to pray. We're going to listen. We're not going to count the cost of what it's going to cost me. We're going to try to just be Jesus to them and look outward, always outward at other people, and look at them with love. You know, compassion is so important. Jesus healed with compassion. What is compassion? Jesus healed by the passion he felt for other people. Compassion is a passion in your heart that you love Jesus so much and you see Jesus in this person. So they can feel the love and the passion that not only you have for them humanly, but Jesus has for them. That you're standing in the gap for Jesus. And then you yourself are treating that person and viewing them as if they were Jesus. Imagine if every person you viewed or you came across, you said, I'm going to treat them like Jesus. I see Jesus in them. But not just metaphorically, like what if Jesus was right in front of you right now and Jesus was trying to pour out his heart to you, asking you for help, asking you for prayer. We'd be on a knee. We'd give anything. We'd give our life. We wouldn't reflect on ourselves. We'd just say, Jesus, here we go. So this is a living sacrifice the Bible calls us to be. To be stand in the gap and be Jesus for people, but then to treat everyone like Jesus. And we want to ask Jesus, come love in my heart, come listen in my ears, come think in my mind, come pray in my prayers. And then not only can you release the human love, but Jesus can use you as a conduit to release the love of heaven and God's divine love and God's divine compassion and God's divine understanding upon anyone who comes to you, and they'll feel it.
And those people who come to you, God has a plan for them.
He sent them to you.
Exactly. And he knows who to send people to. I know people that will never have people sent to them. You know why? Because they're not sensitive. They don't care. They're just doing their job. And that's not good. But you see, the person who understands, and what does we mean to understand, to stand under, the person who stand under the pain of the cross, God will send people to you. Send people to you because you know what it is that they're going through. And you don't hide it. There was a book written many years ago called The Wounded Healer. That's what we are, all of us. We're wounded healers. That's right. See, I have a wound on my hand. It doesn't hurt anymore because it's closed and it's not bleeding. You have a wound in your heart that God wants you to use to bless people. Yes, he needs to touch the heart with his finger, his index finger. And you know, that's what needs to be done. And you ask him, Lord, touch my heart. I'm getting this song. It's an old song that my mother used to sing. And it's about heartaches. Heartaches, what does it matter if my heart breaks? But Jesus understands. His heart was broken. He understands broken hearts. He understands people that are going through what they're going through. We are called to care and to understand people, what they're going through. And if we do understand, stand under, he will send people to us and to you. You could be on the phone and all of a sudden someone is telling you their whole history. You know why? Because they know that you care. And yet they will not show that to someone else. But there's something in you that they know. You can understand them, stand under what they're going through. So I believe today there are lots of people hearing us that know how to stand under people and feel for people. But the Lord does not want it to destroy you. He wants it to be a blessing to you and to others. And God will send people to you today. Don't have to wait till tomorrow. Today he'll send people to you. And you know what? I have a penny in my room. And it tells me something. It says, trust God. Trust God. Trust God in the midst of what you're going through. Trust God. In God we trust.
The wounded healer. Look at Jesus from the cross. The Father sent Jesus to reveal the Father's heart. Jesus is a revelation of the Father's heart. And that is what you are called to be. To reveal God's heart to everyone you come across. There's faith, hope, and love, but when it's all said and done, we're going to be judged upon one thing, and that's love. Do we love people because we love Jesus? And when we love God, that love of God becomes fire. And that loving God empowers us. It emboldens you. It gives you strength to do things you never thought you could do. Be things you were never thought you could be. But the love of God makes you be what God created you to be. The love of God gives you supernatural grace. What is grace? Grace is the ability to go beyond ourselves. God needs to take you to the end of yourself, because where you end, God begins. Where you end, God begins. And if God sends you any person, God sent you them because you have the grace to deal with them. You have the grace to help them. You have the grace to love them. And when you begin to minister to people, guess what? Jesus comes and starts to minister directly to you. When Jesus sees that you are ministering to his people, he comes to you in a new way and begins to minister to you, where you are now in this divine relationship where it's you and Jesus walking in this earth together. Jesus created you as if you were the only person in this world, and he has a one-on-one encounter with you, that you are in the world walking with Jesus, knowing Jesus is inside of you, and seeing everyone else as Jesus, that everything is about Jesus. Jesus is the only thing. Jesus is everything. We're here to know Jesus. In heaven, we're there to love Jesus. Father, I pray that the love of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the glory of the Father washes over each and every person today. They fill their heart with your love and your grace. Father, keep praying.
Father, pour out your love upon your people. Let them know, not only in their heads, but in their hearts, that it's going to pass. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.